preview. We are live from Hoop Tech at 7717 Victory Lane in North Ridgeville. It is presented by First Source Title Agency alongside Rocco Nushi. My name is Rob Polinski. Jared Kozar, our on-site engineer, and back at studio control, we have Joey Nichols as we're in the final hour of this one, and then next week we'll be back for the boys' preview. And now we bring in Israel Cintron, who is the new girls' basketball coach with the Open Door Patriots. And, Coach, first time that we've had a chance to chat, first time I got to meet you. So, first off, congratulations on becoming the head coach at Open Door. And if you could, give us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, thank you. I've been actually coaching. I coach middle school girls. I started probably about 4 or 5 years ago. I've coached middle school for 5 years, but as a head coach in middle school, about 4 years. And my last year in middle school was just last year. And I've been coaching my daughter all the way through up. That's what motivated me to do it. So now she's in high school. So I said, hey, the position opened up. So I said, let's do this. So, yeah, that's where I come from, middle school basketball for girls.
Okay, great. So let's talk about it. Being in your first year, your daughter's obviously on the team. Just tell us a little bit about the Patriots and how things have gone.
Yeah, so we've been having some good practices with the girls. We were wanting more girls to come out for our team. We have a good core of girls, but we need a little bit more so that way we have a better sized team. But practices have been very solid. I brought up the knowledge that I gained over the last few years, brought that up to the high school girls in our plays and defensive plays and what we're doing. And it seems to be really working. They're catching on very quickly. And so I think when we started our practices, we kind of had to start with the ground running because, other sports were finishing up and some of those girls were in there. So it's like, okay, I had to wait till they were finished, try to get in there some practices in between that, and we were able to do that. But so far, so good. You know, I'm really happy.
Coach, oftentimes so many coaches will talk about the talents of their players and this girl can do this and that girl can do that and this, that, and the other. But like you said, a lot of your girls seem to be getting it so far. So to me, that says you have a pretty smart team with you. How important is it when you're trying to develop a winning culture and get things, under your coaching philosophy? How important is it to have a smart set of girls who can kind of, listen to what you're saying, understand that, and then implement it on the court?
I think it's very important because, sometimes I talk about basketball IQ. Because anyone can shoot a ball, but when you talk about basketball IQ, to understand what's going on out there, and to see things that other people don't see, that's very important. That's some of the things we try to cover, in our practices. And I say, hey, we got to look for this, we got to look for that. We look for different things. Just because we're working on one particular play doesn't mean it's always going to work out. You got to have different options just on one play, and we got to be smart about that. And if it doesn't work, we have to reset. We have to. That's how we do it. But it's very. I find it very important to have a good basketball IQ. So what's going on out there? Do I get it all the time? No, but that's okay. We can work with that.
Talent-wise, have some of the girls have maybe stood out to you so far and have impressed you over the summer and will look to make an impact once the season gets underway?
Well, so, yeah, there's one particular girl right now who shines, Lily Pierre, who's doing very good right now. She's been playing varsity basketball. Last couple of years, her and I also have another girl, Rachel Faber, who's doing really good. They have good basketball IQ and very strong, and they understand what needs to happen. So they, as of right now, they are the two veterans, if you want to call them, for our varsity team. And right now, they've really been helping lead and take charge and help the other girls come along that are coming up. Up the ranks. So, yeah, those are the two girls right now in my team that stand out.
Again, we're joined by Israel Cintron. He's in his first year as the head coach of the Open Door Lady Patriots. Ron Polinski, Rocco Nushi, live from Hoop Tech. And, Coach, one of the unique venues, not just in Lorain County, but I think in all of high school basketball, is Open Door. I mean, that venue, that gym, it's different. Can you use that to your advantage is my point, and have you kind of talk to them about that. That is a unique gym to play a varsity basketball game at.
Yeah. What I try to do during our practices, it's to make it seem like there's an actual game going on, I don't know if you want to call it, some players have their sweet spots. you know, and where they're shooting from. You know, of course, when you're a different location, it's the whole mind thing. And that's the one thing I stress out. It's all in your psyche. It's all in your mind. But, yeah, when we're at home, it's a different feel. And what I've been noticing is a lot of these girls have their particular – their sweet spot where they want to shoot from. And I say, well, hey, you know what? Let's build on that. I'm not going to force you to do something that it's going to be too difficult. I want you to – let's work on what you got, and we'll build off of that. We'll work with that. So, yeah, it's a unique – it's a smaller gym. Just like any other, you know, I've been to other gyms that are very large. It's a smaller gym. But you know what I like about it is the fans, too. When they come in, you can hear them. They're very loud, and I love it. Yeah, they get very loud in that small gym. You know, I've been to a game where it was standing room only one time. And, you know, but, yeah, I love it. The noise stays with us.
Offensively, defensively, what are you going to try to do this year? What do you think the Patriots would like to do?
You know what? I always say defense wins the game. So defense is something I constantly I'm going to be working on a lot with these girls. The offensive part, I really believe they really have it down. And that's something we're going to continue to build on. But the defense is something I'm really going to be constantly building on with these girls, because one of the things I always say is this: listen, we can get one shot in for 2 points, but if we shut down the other team the rest of the game, we win. That's it. Shut them down. Defense wins the game. So that's my philosophy. It's really work on that and make sure they understand that we can't, just because we got a shot in, we can't give up. When we're coming down the other way, we got to stand up to them and hold it up and not let them get the ball in.
Coach, yeah. when you have a young team and you're looking to develop certain players, how important is it to kind of be incremental with that approach instead of trying to get everybody to understand everything all at once? Is it kind of tough as a head? Because you do, obviously, yeah. When you're instructing them, everything clicks for you. But when you're trying to get some of the girls who either maybe haven't played basketball or are still learning things for the first time, how important is it to get, you know, incremental bit-by-bit progress instead of trying to go for the home run swing with everything?
That's a good question. It's very important to go very slowly, especially with some of the kids who are still learning the basics and whatnot, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's very important to go very slowly with them because you don't want to discourage them. You know, I'll be honest. I have a girl right now, Haley Williams, and who started with us. She started last year. Never played basketball last year.
Wow.
And so in eighth grade, she played with us, and so I saw the talent in her and the desire in her. And so this year she's with us again, and she is just really soaking it all up, and I can see how going slowly – in increments with her, it really works, you know. And so I honestly believe it's very important to do that, again, because you don't want to discourage anyone. You know, I'm sitting at home watching videos all day of basketball, what to do, and I want to bring all that to a practice. But then it's like, do I really want to do that? You know, you really want to, you know,
right,
overwhelm.
Right.
You can overwhelm some of the kids that are out
exactly.
there. Exactly. Like, no, let's just do one thing at a time and see, build off of that and work with
good.
That.
You know, Coach, again, we're joined by Israel Cintron. He's in his first year head coach of Open Door. You know, have you had a scrimmage or two yet? Do you know what you kind of got going into your opener? When do you guys open up? And how have you looked in the preseason, whether it be practices or a scrimmage or two?
Well, our first game right now on the books is supposed to be November 21st, and we're supposed to be playing in Cleveland. Right now, we would love to be at that game. Unfortunately, we got some girls that are still healing because of the previous sport that they played in, and some of them are starters. And so we're trying to see if we're not able to get there, we might have to reschedule those games. So do I want to reschedule games? No, we don't want to do that, unfortunately. But you know what? I'm okay with that. If I can get all girls all healed up, ready to go, and if we can get a couple more girls, and that's why I'm hoping they're listening, if we can get a couple more girls to come be part of this team, then we can have a solid team to go out there and start playing, hopefully by the beginning of December. So that's our goal right now.
So. Okay, so when would that decision be? Not to put you on the spot,
no.
But I mean, at some point between now and November 21st, you guys are going to have to make a decision.
I would have to say by within the next 7 to 10 days, we already have to have a decision if we're going to go with these games or not. You know, I've already talked to our AD, and I kind of gave him a heads up, said I think we might have to reschedule. So it's kind of looking like we might have to go down that way.
Now, Alan Januzzi has come back to be the boys' coach, and he was the boys' coach previously.
Right.
Obviously, we'll have the boys' preview next Monday, and we'll talk to Coach Januzzi about his team. But to have him there as the boys' coach, do you know Coach Januzzi? Are you able to pick his brain a little bit? Has that been a help?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I just met him a couple weeks ago. Well, actually, when we first started practicing, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and that's exactly what I was doing. I've been asking him questions. As a matter of fact, today I sat in their whole practice, just watched them, what they were doing, and I took some of what he did and took it to our practice today. And he's a great guy because him and I got to talking, and I do ask him, I do pick his brain, like you said, to find out, hey, what are you guys doing, man? What can I use? And it's working so far, you know, a great guy. I saw what he did in Open Door years ago, and so I'm glad he's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, we really appreciate you coming out and talking to us about your team. You're in your first year as head coach. I want to wish you the best of luck whenever it is you guys get going. I'm sure it'll be a successful campaign. And just thanks so much for coming out. Really nice to meet you.
Thank you so much, guys. It was fun to be here. Thanks.
You got it, Coach.
That's Israel Cintron. He's in his first year as the head girls basketball coach with the Open Door Patriots. We're going to take a time.